Well, hello and welcome to the first of our Holy Week reflections. The idea of these reflections is really just to give us an opportunity to pause in our day and to reflect on the events of Holy Week. But as we come to do that, I want to start off our reflection today with a reflective prayer. It's written by a guy called John Harvey, and it's called The Way of the Cross, and it's just an opportunity for us to reflect as we begin our journey into Holy Week. Jesus, as we start once again to follow you on the way of the cross, we are apprehensive, for we are not sure of ourselves. On our journey, we have often been afraid, often sought the safe options, often fudged the sharp solution. On our journey, we've often tried to hide our real selves from others, from ourselves, and from you. We, who dare to say we are following you, know how faltering our footsteps, how delicate our discipleships, how feeble our faith. Yet you still call us by name and invite us into your company and onto your road. So give us the courage and the commitment we need. Help us to look out for one another on the road. Show us how we may share the duty and the joy of discipleship, knowing that, in the end, it is you who have blazed the trail, you who accompany us all the way. It's you who meet us on the road and say our name. Amen. To start our reflection today now, I would invite us to click on the link that should be attached to this reflection and to listen to and watch the video called The Trader's Tale. We are going to have two Bible readings today, and the first one, the Old Testament one, is from the NIV. And I'm reading Isaiah 56, starting at verse 4. For this is what the Lord says: to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose what pleases me, and hold fast to my covenant, to them I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name, better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will not be cut off. And foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord, to serve him, to love the name of the Lord, and to worship him, to all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it, and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. The Sovereign Lord declares, he who gathers the exiles of Israel, I will gather still others to them, beside those already gathered. And now our New Testament reading. I'm going to read this week our New Testament reflections or Bible readings from the Dramatised Bible. It's a Bible that Anne Kayes gave me, one of Richard's, just after I came to Harrogate, and so I'm going to use it this week in our reflections. And I'm reading today from Luke chapter 19 and reading from verses 41 to 48. It's headed, Jesus weeps over Jerusalem and goes to the temple. Jesus came closer to the city, and when he saw it, he wept over it, saying, if you only knew today what is needed for peace, but now you cannot see it. The time will come when your enemies will surround you with barricades, blockade you, and close you in from every side. They will completely destroy you and the people within your walls. Not a single stone will they leave in its place, because you did not recognize the time when God came to save you. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out the merchants, saying to them, it is written in the scriptures that God said, my temple will be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a hideout for thieves. Every day Jesus taught in the temple. The chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders of the people wanted to kill him, but they could not find a way to do it, because all the people kept listening to him, not wanting to miss a single word. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, yesterday we spoke about the deepest of love that would bring peace and salvation to Jerusalem and its people. And today we begin to see something of that love in action. Firstly, as Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. Now, Jesus knew the history of the city of Jerusalem and its inhabitants. He knew that they had a history of rejecting God, rejecting God's prophets, and refusing to accept God's offer of repentance and of grace. And Jesus also knew that what had happened in the past would be repeated in the future. And yet he still comes to Jerusalem and to its inhabitants. But I want to say, as we reflect on the second part of our reading, Jesus turning out the money changers from the temple, that we still see that love in action. You know, it's very easy to misunderstand what happens here and to think that Jesus simply lost his temper when he saw the money changers in the temple. You know, very often that happens for us, isn't it? We get frustrated with something, and that frustration leads us to losing our rag and losing our temper. But we need to remember that Jesus was without sin. So it wasn't that he lost his temper, but he was still motivated by the deepest of love. You see, the temple was supposed to stand as the place of God's presence and his love for his people, for all people. But instead, the temple had become a place of commercialism and making money. And so the same love that drove Jesus to weep over Jerusalem was the same love that motivated him to drive the money changers out of the temple. And as we begin to see the deepest of love in Jesus at the start of this week, we need some time to reflect and pray that that deepest of love will grow and develop in us this week. You see, we have a habit of choosing our ways over God's ways, of turning away from God's offer of repentance and grace in our lives. And yet Jesus still comes to us anyway, motivated by that same love and compassion that he had for the city of Jerusalem and its inhabitants. And we need to reflect and remember that in the same way as it was then, Jesus still comes to all people today. And so we reflect on the love that Jesus has for us and for all people. We go back to that reflective poem and remember that Jesus still calls us by name and invites us into his company onto the road that we travel with him, knowing that it is him who accompanies us all the way, he who will meet us on his road and say our name. Help us to reflect on the deep love that Jesus, that you had for all people, we pray. Help us to reflect on our call to be a sanctuary of your presence for all people. And Lord, as we see in this week and expressed in your life, in your ministry, your death and resurrection, as we see the love that you have for us and for all people, we pray that we'll be those who nurture and show your love to others today, to those that we speak and to those who speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. lastly, we say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now I want to leave us with that blessing for number 7, wherever you are today in your day, or maybe if you're listening at night as you go to sleep, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace, both this day and always. Amen.